Thank you for listening to this sermon from Arapahoe Road Baptist Church. We hope you enjoy the teaching of Dr. David Rogers, lead pastor of Arapahoe Road. For more information about our church and its ministries, please visit arapahoeroad.org. And now, here's Pastor David Rogers.
I've spent my entire life planning, working, saving, trying to do the right thing here. Other people, they plan for the census, they get here early, and what do? I show up with a pregnant wife who's just hours away from giving a birth after a 90-mile journey, and I can't even find a room! This isn't how I imagined us bringing a child into the world, especially yours. I know. I'm not the first man to have his plans rearranged by you. And I won't be the last. I guess that's what I'm saying, God. Is that I don't think I'm the world-changing kind of father. There's a lot more men in this world that are braver than me. I know who I am. You got the wrong guy. I'm trying to say, God, I'm not enough. But if you see a flicker of something inside this sawdust-covered heart of mine, then I'll take a detour. Oh, a really big detour. But I promise you this. Even if I don't feel like enough, I'll still give you all that I have.
We find Joseph's story in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. Why don't you take your Bible and open it with me this morning? Matthew chapter 1. It's on page 807 if you're using the Bible in the row in front of you. What a powerful moment that we were able to eavesdrop on as we listened to the doubts and the raw emotion of Joseph. Joseph realized that he was in a big dilemma. He felt inadequate. He felt under-resourced to do what God had been dreaming for him to do with his whole life: become the adoptive father of the Son of God. What a huge responsibility! And that was not what Joseph had spent his whole life aiming at. Joseph had other plans that he'd been working on. Joseph had a totally different target that he was lining up in his sights. Do we have any hunters in the room? Anybody that likes to shoot or take target practice? Yeah, this right here, this not only is a rifle, this is a very special rifle. This was actually a wedding present that's got a long story behind it. This is a 50 caliber Hawken bear rifle. It's a black powder bear rifle. And my brother gave this to me as a wedding present. And like I said, it's got a long story, and I'll tell you that story another day. But man, if you just think about firing a gun or firing a rifle, man, there's usually three parts to it. It's ready, and then aim, and then fire. Ready, aim, fire. Think about the way that you approach life. Is that how you approach life? Are you a ready, aim, fire, or is your life more ready, fire, and then you aim? You see, some people are planners. Some people are analyzers. Ready, aim, fire. And then there's other people that are more spontaneous. You're more the ready, fire, aim kind of people. And as we continue looking at some of the characters that took part in that first Christmas story, it's not difficult to determine how Joseph, the soon-to-be adoptive father of Jesus, seemed to approach life. He was totally ready, aim, fire. You see, Joseph was a planner. And this blue-collar handyman who resided in Nazareth, he was methodical. And as a carpenter, he's one who measured twice and he cut once. As a way of life, he wanted to be sure in his planning. He wanted to be thorough in his thought process. He would think through things in order for all of the pieces to be in their proper place. There never were any leftover parts when the box said some assembly required. You see, Joseph was one who probably read the instructions first all the way to the end, and then he put every part in its proper working place. Joseph was a ready, aim, fire kind of man. Now, it's not that he was inflexible. It's just that he had plans in his mind that made sense. In Scripture, it talks about plans. Look at this one Scripture from Proverbs 19:21. Proverbs 19:21 says this: many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. What an incredible truth. And Joseph was the man with a plan in his mind, but sometimes our plans are not as big as God's purpose. And before we understand the big purpose of God for our lives, for my life, for your life, it's not uncommon for some doubt to begin to creep into our mind and to begin to cast a shadow that can create a dilemma. Joseph faced a Christmas dilemma of doubt when the plans in his mind were shaded with the shattering news that his betrothed wife, Mary, was pregnant. This was not how the plans in his mind were supposed to look. Let's look at his story together. The story is recorded in Matthew chapter 1. We'll look at verses 18 to 25 this morning. Let's read the Word of God together. Beginning in verse 18, it says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. And when Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Artists, would you draw me a picture of what you think it looked like when Joseph was dreaming the dream that God was putting in his heart and mind? What do you think it looked like when Joseph was in the middle of the dream that the Lord was giving him? When you're finished with those renderings this morning, put them on my board out in the Home Life Center. I want to see what you think it looked like when God was giving Joseph the dream for the purpose in his life. The Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke both record the birth of Jesus. Matthew's gospel allows the reader to consider the birth of Jesus from Joseph's perspective, while Luke's gospel gives the birth of Jesus's account from Mary's viewpoint. Biblical scholars suggest that Matthew's account really stresses Jesus's divine origin, the divine nature of Jesus. You go, why do you say that? Well, look back there in verses 18 and 20. In verses 18 and 20, both of those verses speak of our Savior's conception inside the womb of Mary as being conceived how? From the Holy Spirit. From the Holy Spirit. So this claim really emphasizes Jesus's divinity, that Jesus is God. The divinity of Jesus, please hear this, the divinity of Jesus did not depend upon Mary's virginity, but rather upon the conception by whom? By the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. Now, Luke's account seems to accentuate the divine power, the divine grace that's involved in Jesus' birth process. That account talks about how Mary was greeted by the angel as one who was identified in Luke 1:28 as, oh, what? Oh, favored one. We talked about that. We talked about the meaning of, oh, favored one last week. This favor, we said, was not of her own doing, but rather because God decided to pour his favor, his grace into her life and upon her life. Mary was one who was full of grace because of what she received, not what she did to earn it, but because of what she received freely from God. Not who she was before God sent Gabriel with the news for the plans and the purpose that he had in store for her as the mother of Jesus. And Mary's question concerning her dilemma of how could this be? How can she bear a son since she has not been with a man? That's what it means when it talks about they were together, but they didn't know one another. Biblically, when it says they didn't know one another, it means they haven't come together as a husband and a wife in sexual union. It doesn't mean, I don't even know who this person is. It means they don't intimately know one another. You're not meant to know one another in intimacy in that way until you make a covenant with that person till death do you part. That's biblically God's standard for our lives. And yet, as Mary is considering all this, she hears these words from the angel Gabriel in Luke 1:37. Hey, nothing will be impossible with God. And so Mary's dilemma of saying yes to the purpose of being the mother of the Son of God was answered by her with this faith-filled and yet humble words, "Let it be to me according to your word." Mary, when she said that, she just put all her chips into the middle of the table. She put a confident yes on the table before God. She was confident that the Lord would do in her what he said he would do. Now, Joseph, on the other hand, he's filled with doubts. He's filled with doubts when he learns of Mary's pregnancy. Her pregnancy, men and women, invaded his plans, okay? Those plans were never on the drawing board for him. That, yeah, I'm going to be betrothed and marry someone who's already carrying a child. Let me see who that might be. No, that was not at all the plan that he had drawn up. And yet that's his reality that he's faced with. Now, while the scripture does not specifically state how Joseph felt when he found out about his betrothed wife's pregnancy, it's not difficult for us to put ourselves into Joseph's sandals and go, well, how would you feel? How would I feel? What would we be thinking if we found out the one you're betrothed to, the one who's to be your spouse, is carrying a child? I don't know how Joseph felt, but I can imagine he may have felt betrayed, hurt, angry, sad, embarrassed, confused, frustrated, defeated. All of these emotions are legitimate feelings when our plans just get shot down, boom, in a moment. I mean, have you ever had your plans just blow up, get shot down? You were thinking this, and then this happens. Your job gets outsourced, and then all of a sudden, boom, no paycheck. You thought your family planning was all done. And then your wife says, guess what? Surprise. And now you're about to have one in high school and in a high chair. Boom. Now that's a great thing. It's an incredible plan God has for your life. But it's not maybe how you drew that one up. Right? How about when you train, you practice, you wait your turn? This next season is your season. You've been backing it up, and now you're about to step into the starting role, and all of a sudden, somebody moves in who's a little bit more polished than you, who's a little bit stronger than you, who can shoot a little more accurately than you. And what you thought was your team to take, now you're still holding the clipboard again. Boom. Your plans just got changed again. And your emotions may start to run wild. Joseph lived life as a man with impeccable character. He was a person of integrity. He had waited. He had planned for this moment and the start of a new chapter, a marriage to this woman. He was preparing at the time their home that they soon would move into. They would enjoy together when the marriage ceremony would happen, when the honeymoon would then take place in the coming days. That was the custom. That was what they did in that day and time. Joseph had planned all this work, and he had spent his life working his plan. And now, boom! All that was gone when he finds out Mary is carrying a baby in her womb. And it wasn't his. And he's thinking, and neither is she going to be for much longer. At least that's what he was thinking in his mind. You see, according to Jewish law, Joseph had the right to dissolve that marriage. And Joseph could have actually had Mary prosecuted and put to death for what he perceived that she had done. However, look back at verse 19. Verse 19 shows us something about who Joseph, the planner, was when it came to his core. It says in verse 19, and her husband Joseph, being what kind of man? Being a just man, and unwilling to put her to what? To shame. Not death, shame.
resolved to divorce her quietly. It's really interesting here. When you look at Joseph's life, look at these characteristics. Joseph was one who was both righteous and compassionate at the same time. I loved what biblical scholar D.A. Carson said about these attributes of Joseph. Look at it on the screen with me. He says, because Joseph was a righteous man, he therefore could not in good conscience marry Mary, who was now thought to be unfaithful. And because such a marriage would have been a tacit admission of his own guilt, and also because he was unwilling to expose her to the disgrace of public divorce, Joseph therefore chose a quieter way, permitted by the law itself. The law allowed for private divorce before two witnesses. And that was what Joseph proposed. And it would leave both his righteousness, his conformity to the law, and his compassion intact. He was quite a guy, wasn't he? Sounds a lot like George H.W. Bush, doesn't he? When you just kind of think about his life. Righteousness and compassion. Doing the right thing. Walking upright before God and before his peers. And so now here's Joseph's reality. And Joseph has to make a new plan after finding out that Mary was pregnant. And you know what? He had doubts. He had his doubts about what his life with her could ever be now that she's pregnant with someone else's child. And he hears this news, and now after he's taken a deep breath, it's like he's ready, aim. He's trying to understand the new target that he's going to aim at before he fires a shot. Joseph didn't fly off the handle. He began to figure out a new plan. And he considered in his own methodical way before he ever would fire a shot. Look again in verse 20 what it says. It says, but as he what? As he considered these things. What does that mean? It means he's taking time to ready himself and aim at the options before him before he takes a shot. What am I going to aim at before I shoot? I need to analyze this before I take a shot. I need to analyze it carefully. And he considered it, and then he went to sleep on it, once he knew the target he was going to shoot at. I'm going to divorce her quietly. That was his new plan. That was his new target. But it wasn't God's purpose. Remember Proverbs 19:21? Would you say it with me again? Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. And as Joseph slept on his plans, God showed the purpose for the pregnancy and how Joseph fit into this bigger story that God had already been writing, had already conceived in his own heart and mind for both Mary and for Joseph. What am I saying? I'm saying this: God's purposes always stand in the end. Would you just take an out loud note with me on three? One, two, three. God's purposes always stand in the end. And however the kindness and the thoughtfulness of God, it didn't leave Joseph out of the plans or the bigger purpose. Did you see that? Note how God brought Joseph along. in a supernatural way. Look in verses 20 and 21. It says, "But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him," where? In a dream. Underline that. Underline "in a dream." This is very key. "He appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.'" Why? "For he will save his people from their sins." That's what Jesus means. God saves. New plan with a big purpose. That's a serious, God-sized purpose for a quote-unquote unplanned pregnancy. I mean, according to Mary and Joseph, the blueprints that they had for their marriage, man, nothing could thwart the purpose of the Lord that he had formed in his mind. That pregnancy very much was planned by God. Very much planned by God. Yes, this plan with a purpose, it would indeed stand. It was the dream of God that came to Joseph in a dream while he slept and while he kept aiming towards his own plans that were still a bit clouded, still had some doubts about what exactly he should and needed to do in this new situation that was causing a serious Christmas dilemma for him. God's plans and God's purpose, they had been patient because God's a patient God. But he had planned something. He had been waiting for just the right moment before he would unveil the plan, unveil the purpose, and they would stand tall. Look in verses 22 and 23. "All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means "God with us." Boom. You see, the Lord had been waiting to fulfill a promise that was foretold by Isaiah the prophet over 700 years earlier. It's found in Isaiah 7, verse 14. And this immaculate conception by the virgin who would carry and bear God in the flesh. Yes, the planned purpose of the Lord indeed will stand. And don't miss what happened next. This blew my mind. Don't miss what happened next as God ensured Joseph would also get a new set of plans, a new purpose that God had been dreaming. Joseph wasn't dreaming this, but God had a dream for Joseph. Watch this. This dream had been birthed in the heart and mind of God, and now he's going to give it to Joseph. Verses 24 and 25. When Joseph woke from what? Underline that. From sleep. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. I'm telling you, I've read this story. I've preached this story 1,000 times if I've preached it and read it once. And I saw something this time I've never seen before. Did you see it? Did you catch it? Did you notice what set the Lord's purpose and plans in motion? Joseph woke from what? Sleep. But he never woke up from the dream. You ever had a bad dream at night? You wake up and you're like, "Oh my goodness. Oh, it's just a dream. I go on with my life now." See, Joseph woke up from sleep. He never woke up from the dream. The dream of the Lord drove out the dilemma of doubt in Joseph. Joseph awoke from sleep and he fired a new shot in a new aim that included a new name for an adoptive son that was now on the way. Did you catch it in verse 21? You shall call his name Jesus. Why? For he will save his people from their sins. You see, before Joseph did that, Scripture says he took Mary as his wife without any more doubt because God wanted him to do it. Now, let me just ask you a question. Do you think there were some additional dilemmas along the way? Please say yes, because all marriages have them. All relationships have them. But the dream of God was still clear. And Joseph was about to start living the dream. He was about to start living the dream. That was the plan. That was the purpose for Joseph all along. Never doubt it. And he never woke up from this dream that God had given him in the night. And men and women, may we wake up from our sleep only to make God's dreams come true. That's what Joseph did. May we be like Joseph this Christmas and in the coming year. That's exactly what Joseph did. Joseph's Christmas dilemma of doubt got swallowed up in the big dream of God. What about you? What about you? What's he been dreaming for you? What's he been birthing in you through a dream that he wants to see lived out in you? What is God dreaming for you that he wants you and he wants me to quit just aiming at and instead pull the trigger, fire away, start living the dream? Is it something with your job? Is it something with your family? Is God dreaming for you to go after restoring that relationship that's really been on the rocks? Or the time that's been spent elsewhere that needs to be reallocated and invested in a new kind of way, in a different kind of intensity? Today's your day. It's your moment to fire a shot toward living the dream. Maybe it's with your kids or your spouse or maybe it's with your parents. And God's got a dream for you in that relationship. Quit aiming and fire away. May you not wake up from that dream. Don't be afraid to pull the trigger when God shows you the dreams that he has for your life. Fire away. Joseph encountered a Christmas dilemma of doubt, but God gave him a dream that was worth living for until it came true. And God wants the same thing for you. What is the dream that God has for you? That's a big question this Christmas, yes?
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Feel free to distribute this recording, but please do not sell or alter it in any way. For more information about Arapahoe Road Baptist Church, please visit our church website at arapahoeroad.org. Arapahoe Road Baptist Church is located at 2256 Arapahoe Road in Garland, Texas, with Sunday morning services at 9:30 a.m. Feel free to join us this week.